If you feel like feasting your eyes on some good home video fare, our critic Ken Tucker has some tips. Two old movies, Double Indemnity, starring Fred McMurray, and The Naked Spur with Jimmy Stewart. Now, those of you who remember these actors as good guys are in for a few surprises.
Double Indemnity, recently released on video cassette, is one of the most mean-spirited great movies ever made. Add up the facts. Based on a James M. Cain novel, screenplay by Raymond Chandler, directed by Billy Wilder, and you've got three layers of cynicism here. What makes Double Indemnity exhilarating is that this isn't self-pitying cynicism. When stars Barbara Stanwyck and Fred McMurray plot to bump off Stanwyck's drippy husband for the insurance dough, the filmmaker's bleak view of humanity takes on a sleek, witty energy. Baby boomers who know Fred McMurray only from his days as the fumbling father on My Three Sons will be pleasantly shocked by his role here as a larcenous insurance salesman. McMurray makes tough guy wisecracks out of the side of his mouth, and his leer at Barbara Stanwyck's legs as she saunters down the stairs must be one of the sexiest moments in the history of the cinema. Here are Stanwyck and McMurray after their first meeting, already flirting like mad.
Mr. Neff, why don't you drop by tomorrow evening around 8:30? He'll be in then.
Who?
My husband. You were anxious to talk to him, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, but I'm sort of getting over the idea, if you know what I mean.
There's a speed limit in this state, Mr. Neff. 45 miles an hour.
How fast was I going, officer?
I'd say around 90.
Suppose you get down off your motorcycle and give me a ticket.
Suppose I let you off with a warning this time.
Suppose it doesn't take.
Suppose I have to whack you over the knuckles.
Suppose I bust out crying and put my head on your shoulder.
Suppose you try putting it on my husband's shoulder.
That tears it. 8:30 tomorrow evening, then.
That's what I suggested.
Will you be here, too?
I guess so. I usually am.
Same chair, same perfume, same anklet.
I wonder if I know what you mean.
I wonder if you wonder.
That zippy repartee barely disguises the undercurrent of tension and malevolence that runs through Double Indemnity like an electrical wire. In a sense, the movie is even more effective nowadays because we all carry around in our heads the image of Fred McMurray as an unimpeachably good TV dad. His cruel smirk here has taken on a fresh shock. 40 years later, Lawrence Kasdan tried to remake Double Indemnity as a tropical film noir called Body Heat, starring William Hurt and Kathleen Turner. It's also on video cassette, but it's not as good. Kasdan wanted us to be sympathetic to his sweaty lovers in a way Billy Wilder never did. A director closer in sensibility to Wilder is Anthony Mann, whose 1952 movie The Naked Spur is also just out on video cassette. The Naked Spur might be described as a Western film noir. Mann cast James Stewart against type as a mean, stubborn cowboy out to collect the reward on an outlaw played by Robert Ryan. Stewart played a bad guy frighteningly well. Recently, people compared Oliver North to the Jimmy Stewart of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Maybe a congressional committee should check out the Jimmy Stewart of The Naked Spur and then get a search warrant to look through Ollie North's video collection.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Double Indemnity and The Naked Spur, now on home video.